The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
Oh, well, happy short week Thursday.
Oh, that's
Fake
a good
Friday.
Feeling.
Welcome to the Pepper and Dylan Show.
We'll take it. We will take it.
Snowy morning this morning. Your only snowy morning. And then it's kind of back to our climb into spring after today. So it's like a tiny little break.
It's so hard with how warm it was yesterday to
so
understand.
Nice yesterday. I know.
This is what it's going to be?
I know. It's like, what are you doing? Look at that. Stop testing us this way.
Yeah. Well, yeah, whatever. One day, I guess.
Yeah. Hey? Yeah. So, welcome here. We've got a bunch of stuff going on here this morning. I don't know. Do we have a bunch of stuff going on? Do we have one big initiative going on here this morning? How are we looking at this morning here? Good morning, Robbie.
Hi.
All right. So, what? Yeah. What?
You can't even speak, Robbie.
Starting at 7 a.m., Robbie?
That's the plan, yeah.
We're collecting ginger ale?
Yeah.
Okay. They're done.
Yeah, that's our big thing.
Right. Not too...
Dylan's girlfriend's grandmother.
Not much more to it. Just we want all the ginger ale we can get.
Okay, but when you say on the surface, we're collecting ginger ale for Dylan's girlfriend's grandmother, it's like, okay, yeah, what? What are you talking about?
Right.
This story came out yesterday that Dylan's girlfriend's grandmother got robbed of a contest prize 60 years ago.
1965.
Your supply worth of ginger ale never arrived.
They got a 1965 Impala.
Yeah.
They ended up getting a trip to the Grey Cup. He was the 2 millionth.
65 Impala. Good. Okay.
Yeah, right. You got 2 millionth fan.
Uh-huh.
And a year's supply of ginger ale. And the kids, I was talking with some of them yesterday. They did not care.
Yep.
At all about a new car. They did not care at all about the Grey Cup. They just cared.
How old were the kids at the time?
65.
Yeah.
I think 59 was when her mom was born.
Okay, so they're really young then.
Right.
Yeah, that's the big prize there.
Right.
For kids.
Yeah.
It's the year supply of pop.
Yeah, you don't care for a second about anything but the pop. Because she said she never got pop when they were kids.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So to be able to get a pop and then hear that it's a year supply is unbelievable.
Megan, can you look into what pops were available in 1965?
Absolutely.
Let's play a fun guessing game before Megan gets the answer. How many different kinds of pops were there even existed in 1965?
Probably a lot.
We know ginger ale.
Coke.
We can assume Coca-Cola, of course, right?
Pepsi.
Would Pepsi have been around?
Root beer.
Root beer, are you sure?
Would have been. Yeah, root beer is probably one of the older ones.
Cream soda?
I don't see that, no.
You think cream
soda?
I think
that's an old school one.
Orange?
In 65?
Grape pop?
Grape.
I don't know.
Well, if they invented
Mountain Dew?
If carbonation was invented, they probably had a lot.
Do you think they were playing with it back then?
I bet
you. 1965, the golden age of pop? Ginger ale, Sprite? Was Sprite around?
Yeah.
You believe there was a Sprite in 1965?
If you're making ginger ale, you're making Sprite, no?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe. Maybe not. I don't know.
Hard to say.
I'm stuck on if root beer was there or not.
Root beer's old school.
Root beer has an old school feel to it, but it feels like, is that where they would have gone first?
I think root beer's
in. What if we put molasses in that fizzy water there, you know?
Well, didn't Coke have molasses? I don't know.
Okay, Megan, do you have a list?
I do.
Okay, 1965. These were the pops that were available.
Okay, by the 1960s, Coca-Cola had become an international behemoth.
Okay.
But Pepsi was struggling, fun fact.
But it was still there.
But it was still there. So Pepsi was there.
Okay.
And then Heyer's Root Beer
wound up
being in the right place at the right time, it says, in the 60s. That's when it came out.
Okay.
And then the part two, we have Sprite.
Okay.
Mountain Dew.
Mm-hmm. Tell me you didn't think that, Dylan.
I wouldn't have known.
No way you thought Mountain Dew was around in 1965.
Would not have known.
Okay.
7-Up was also around.
Yep.
And then we've got Fresca.
Fresca?
Mm-hmm.
1965?
Yep. And Mellow Yellow.
Would not have guessed that.
Mm-hmm. Mellow Yellow was launched in response to Mountain Dew. To be a direct competitor.
Yeah, they're Coke's version of Pepsi's Mountain Dew.
Mm-hmm. Looks like everyone just wanted to compete with everyone.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's about it.
Well, it also looks like, the original orange soda was invented in 1906.
Okay.
Yeah, there's
so,
just
like,
so many.
Crush was around back then, too. All the Crushes.
They may have been there before all the other ones.
I see an old vintage picture of bottles. It looks like there's the cream soda, the grape.
Okay.
The crushed brand was around.
So cream soda, worst thing ever.
Too much.
1965 is when the releasable cap was invented.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So what we're learning here, and Dylan, don't worry, I'll get back to that in a second.
Okay, good.
But what we're learning here is that pop hasn't changed much since 1965.
Not much.
No, except for Mountain Dew Code Red.
You can only put so many chemicals in one bottle, I guess.
They've run out of ideas. Okay. Yeah. Cream soda sucks, Dylan said. Did everybody else hear that?
Yes.
Cream soda sucks?
That's
like,
not
sucks
fair.
Like bottom of the list sucks or just isn't your favorite?
No, bottom of the list, worst ever.
Cream soda.
Yeah. I agree.
917-917. Really, Megan?
Yeah, cream soda is cream no soda. Good.
Is cream soda bottom of the list in the pop world?
Be, yeah.
Yeah.
You think so?
It reminds me of those creamsicles. I hate creamsicles.
First of all, it isn't anything like a creamsicle. And second of all, creamsicle is a gift from heaven.
Mm-mm. Team fudgesicle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Fudgesicle, 100%.
Yep.
But no, cream soda is the worst of the sodas.
I think club soda is the worst.
Yeah. I'd rather club soda.
Club soda is just bleh.
Yeah, I mean, club soda is not a lot.
What's the other
one? It's
got
a little spice to it.
Club soda, what's the other one?
Tonic water.
Tonic,
tonic water, one of those.
That's the worst.
That one just makes your mouth feel like you puked.
I don't think you can even count that, though, in this family.
Is that a pop?
Anyway, so ginger ale from 1965 was promised to Dylan's girlfriend's grandmother, a year's supply to his her grandmother and her grandfather. Grandfather has passed. So, Dylan, you want to right a wrong on her 90th birthday a month from now.
Yes.
And deliver a year's supply of ginger ale. All these years later.
Yeah, because okay. I just think it's as she was telling the story, it's like the one thing she's holding on for.
Yeah.
Which, God, I want her to be here forever because she's so wonderful. But, right. I mean, she's waiting for this. Like, I can just imagine that this is the one, like, hey, did everything in life, was able to see everything, was able to live 90 years, hopefully 95 years, but... And remember back in 1965.
Yeah, you don't want her to hang on to that.
No, we're gonna clear that up. And so it's going to be wonderful.
Does she have any idea that this is happening?
No, she was over for dinner last night.
Yep.
And no one said anything.
Okay.
She didn't let on at all that she knew anything. And I almost slipped up so many times because I just wanted to ask more about it.
You're so excited about
yeah.
it. Yeah.
I just wanted
Why
to know.
Why does this guy care so much about this ginger ale, for God's sake?
But no, I didn't.
It's been 60 years. Get over it. But you can't. Yeah.
There was nothing.
All right. So Robbie will be at the Superstore in South Edmonton Common collecting cases of ginger ale starting at 7 o'clock this morning.
You got it.
You've got it all planned. You've got enough resources. You're good to go here, Robbie.
I don't think it's going to be too big of a undertaking. I think we're just going to hang out.
All right.
Anyone's welcome to bring some.
Yep.
If you have some in the pantry that you haven't been using and you want to contribute. Or you can just come, buy some at the Superstore, leave it with us.
Are you the one that got the two flats? We have two flats already.
There's two flats sitting in the studio. I don't know who brought those.
Mystery flats, okay.
But we did get a bunch of donations, so we'll have to deal with those later.
Text message says, this is about you, Dylan, from Ryan. How does someone who has such good food taste hate cream soda? And good morning, friends. This is from Bobby. Cream soda on the top of my list. I love my cream soda.
Really? Nah. No, I can't get with it.
Okay.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
I had a question for Robbie, but he just walked out. He said, I'm going to go to the front door for a second.
Oh.
But he is getting ready to go in about 10 minutes to start collecting ginger ale. Here's my question for you. And yeah, it might be one of those. This is what you think about all day? Yeah, it is.
Okay.
That is what I think about all day. By the way, you're getting crushed on your dislike for cream soda.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
People like it.
Oh, they love cream soda.
No.
Top five pops coming up.
Cream soda wouldn't make the top five.
Well, it depends. What's the list? Top five pops according to whom? According to me? Or just like generally in sales?
Yeah,
no,
it's not just your list.
Okay.
What are we sitting here just waiting for
your
list?
Everybody's got different preference. Okay, Megan, Google the top five pops as far as sales go coming up, okay?
Popularity.
Well, no, you Google it now, not coming up.
Yeah.
And then we'll
do it coming up.
You know what? Let's do it right now. That's plenty of time.
It's time to make a list, no, it won't flop. Making a list is fun, so we won't stop. Anything at any given time could drop. You better stay tuned to see what's on top.
Okay. Robbie, you in on this? Robbie's in and out. He's getting ready to go on this ginger ale drive here.
What am I doing?
Top five pops.
I wasn't allowed pop, remember?
Of all time. Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's going to be root beer for me, though. Number one of all time.
You strike me as a... Dylan, if I said name a pop with Robbie in mind, would root beer be the answer?
Yeah,
orange. Root beer, orange.
When we were babies, every Sunday we'd watch The Magical World of Disney.
Yes!
And we'd have brown cows.
Milk and root beer?
Milk and root beer.
Such a weird combination.
So I do love root beer.
All right. So the top five flavors of pop, best-selling flavors of pop. Okay, we know Coke. Coke, Pepsi, just get them off the list?
Well, they're
doesn't
on the
count.
List.
That's not fair.
Do you want to go where you actually guess them in their right positions?
Okay, but I don't want Coke and Pepsi to be two of the five positions. That's no fair. That's not fun.
But it's reality.
I know. Coke is number one and Pepsi's number two. Would that be right, Megan?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, okay. So let's get numbers 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7.
Well, don't you
dare. That's not really a top five list then, is it?
Don't discount my root beer.
I'm just trying to think if root beer should be next. Like, no, after Sprite. The colas, is root beer the biggest one?
Sprite or ginger ale comes in third, no?
Yeah, probably, ginger ale. Ginger probably. Ale. Ginger ale third, Megan?
No. It is Diet Coke.
Oh.
Where are you getting these stats?
I have them off of two websites, actually.
All right, just cross-reference.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, what is the first non-cola one? Is it ginger ale? The first non-cola, non-Pepsi, non-Coke? It's not?
No.
Is it Sprite?
No.
Is it root beer?
No.
It's Orange Crush.
He's a physician.
Dr. Pepper?
Dr. Pepper?
What?
No way.
Yeah.
It's Dr. the Pepper. First non-cola top-selling pop?
Yep.
That's wow.
Shocking.
I am. Yes. I mean, it's Cherry Coke is all it is, but wow.
No.
Okay.
How?
So, Dr. Pepper, what is next? Root beer is next?
No.
Wah.
Mm-mm. It would be Mountain Dew.
Oh, my God, Dylan. Is this the most shocking crap you've ever heard in your life?
Mountain Dew? What is happening?
That makes sense.
Really?
Before root beer?
Yeah. I think I've had one Mountain Dew in my entire life.
It's not great.
The kids love it. It is.
Thanks, Dad.
The kids love it.
The kids really. These days, they
like
love
it. My nephews, the code red.
Oh, yeah.
So Dr. Pepper. So you go Coke, Pepsi, Diet Coke, blah, 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 blah. All that. You get rid of all of those. And Dr. Pepper's the most popular selling non-cola pop. Although, I mean, Dr. Pepper's kind of a cola, but okay.
But yeah.
And then Mountain Dew. Then root beer?
On both lists that I'm looking at, root beer isn't even being listed.
What?
Wow.
So Orange Crush?
Fanta would be the next.
Okay, so your Orange Crush is probably, yeah, I mean, Fanta does grape and lime and all that, but yeah, I would say orange would be what it's best known mm-hmm. for, right? Okay, so yeah. Orange is third. Cream soda, four?
Sprite.
Cream soda can't make the list.
Sprite and then ginger ale?
And then 7-Up.
7-Up, and then what?
And then from that list, that one's done.
That's it. So that,
and then
right.
you
okay.
go
so,
into Diet Pepsi, Coke okay. Zero.
So no ginger ale, no root beer, and no cream soda on this list. But yet Mountain Dew and Dr. Are you surprised about that?
Yeah, surprised?
Yeah.
None of this list has made sense to me at all. I've almost stopped listening because I'm mad at it.
You're just so angry about all of this, right?
Yeah. That is...
Wow.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay.
We couldn't have guessed that in a million years.
No, well, wouldn't have even come close.
That's just one list.
Okay, Robbie's got a list
now.
No,
if we had like a Pepper and Dylan show list, it might be a little different.
Yeah, and that's what we were wondering. But like overall, because Dylan's being very hard on cream soda and the audience is clapping back saying, no way, cream soda is the best. Turns out cream soda is just mid for everybody. No, it averages out at just mid, along with root beer. Also just meh. It's okay, I guess.
Makes sense, I guess. What the heck?
All right. So, Robbie, what time do you have to leave to get down to the superstore right away here?
Probably takes about, in about 15 minutes.
Can you hang out for one more second? Because I've got a question that I think you will support. And if I ask Dylan and you're not here, Dylan will be like, what? This is what we're doing?
Yes.
But if you're here, I think you're going to be engaged in this.
Okay.
You can hang out for one more.
I will do that.
Dylan, it's a spelling and punctuation question.
Oh.
But I think it's a text message we've all sent at least once in our lives. And I think we've all been either wrong or right about this text message.
Okay.
Right? And it applies to all of us. You're good with that, Robbie?
Sure.
Okay, and then he'll be at the South Edmonton Common Superstore gathering ginger ale for Dylan's girlfriend's great-grandmother.
You got
it. Oh, yeah. That's how we do it on Thursday.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
What was the second part?
But I really didn't want you to pay.
Oh, well, I didn't. Maybe I did. I don't know.
Well, someone did.
My fiance brought you back a little gift from Jasper.
Yeah, it's so nice.
A little excessive. I don't know. It's more than just a gift. I don't know about that. I don't know. When she told me that's what she'd gotten you, I thought, oh, I mean, she didn't even bring anything back for me. She sent me a lot of pictures. God, they saw animals.
How many animals?
Oh, so many animals.
What kind?
What are they? I don't know. They look like cows, but in the mountains? What are those? Elk?
A lot of elk. Yeah. Jasper, you see a lot of
sheep.
Elk.
Yeah. Okay. Any bears?
I didn't see any bears, I don't think. But just endless stream of pictures of elk, right outside their hotel room.
Yeah, the JPL, you get
Why is it the most exotic wildlife I've seen when going to Banff Jasper is a magpie? Do they know? Are they in on it?
Your eyes aren't open.
My eyes aren't open. I do this. I go to the left there. I go to the right. I look ahead. I go up. I can't see anything.
Animals are very intuitive, and you kind of give off this vibe.
A big city vibe.
They don't want anything to do with big city man.
It's the resting bee face.
Okay.
But it's like, it's just the vibe you give off.
It would bring me such joy to just see one of these animals that everyone says they see when they go there.
Yeah.
Or is it all a big collusion on all of your part?
No, we see them regularly. So
I'm not, are you sure? There isn't just one global text message thread going around that I'm not part of?
Yeah.
Where you're like, tell them, here's some stock photos of elk. Send him this.
No.
He'll start going even more crazy on why the animals aren't there.
Have you ever stayed at the JPL?
Not Jasper Park Lodge. No,
okay,
I have not.
Because, they live on the grounds.
They live there?
Yeah.
Probably.
Like, they're
almost domestic.
Like, they walk by you as you're going for breakfast almost daily.
Yeah.
And they know, the bears and the wolves and stuff won't come near that part of Jasper.
Smart, yeah.
So they've migrated there.
Okay, so that's what I have to do. I just have to pay for a gazillion dollars.
Or go into the town.
I've been into the town.
They're always on the right-hand side as you go into the town. Always.
What if I'm going the opposite direction?
They'd be on your left.
Okay, that might be what's wrong. I'm looking in the wrong direction.
That makes sense.
I never see any wildlife. Never.
You go to the mountains so infrequent.
Right, so you'd think I'd see them.
But you'd never even venture off the beaten path.
No.
If you really wanted to, you'd maybe take a 5-minute walk into the bushes on a trail.
It's called Main Street for a reason, Robbie.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You don't get deviate off of Main Street in Jasper or Banff. Are you crazy? Who knows what's out there? There's animals out there.
That's why you take bear spray.
Okay.
Enjoy yourself.
So, Robbie, let's figure out once and for all an answer to this text message that we often can send people, or this expression that we can send people, okay?
Yeah.
Can we please get to the bottom of this? And maybe I'm an idiot, and maybe I'm the only one that struggles with this, but I don't know if this is the case. And I think that if we can come to an answer, and again, maybe nobody's been racking their brain trying to figure out the answer for this in a long time, but I had to send a text message the other day with the question with the statement, guess what? Guess what?
Okay.
Question mark or exclamation mark?
Both.
Like if I have a surprise, Dylan, and I send you guess what?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a question or is that just like a statement?
Why wouldn't it be a question?
Because I'm telling you to do something.
But you're asking a question.
It's not can you guess what?
You're saying guess what?
It's guess what? Yeah. Guess what?
Yeah, it's like you want to play a game. Like, guessing game.
Yeah. And no one ever does, by the way. They're like, well, just tell me. I didn't play along.
No.
Guess what?
I think it's a question mark.
I always put a question mark, but you're it might not. It's not.
So I was writing it the other day, and I thought, well, is this a question or is it not a question?
It's a question. Guess what?
Guess what?
Is a question.
But it's not formed like a question.
Yes, it is.
If you answered guess what on Jeopardy, you'd get in trouble.
What do you mean?
Because it has to be in the form of a question. You'd have to say, what is guess what?
Yep. Well, Jeopardy's not the one that makes all the rules.
Look up the board game, the cover of the board game, guess what? What is the punctuation at the end of guess what on the board
game? It's got to be a question mark.
Is it?
Yeah, why wouldn't it be?
What game is that?
You've never heard of guess what?
Who's got a question mark?
Guess who, the board game. Maybe that's the game I was thinking of. Guess what?
Guess who?
Guess who?
Yeah, I know guess who.
Well, it's in the same family. It's just a question mark?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if it's a question, though. It's telling you to do something.
No, it's not, but it's guess.
Do both.
Both helps. Doing both. What am I, a comic book artist?
Yes.
Can't do all these onomatopoeia there. It's an instruction. Guess what? Period.
No. I disagree. I say question mark.
You're going to put it with a question mark?
100% every time. But here's the one thing, the caveat. I'm wrong a lot.
Okay, exactly.
So, but I would 100% put a question mark.
Like, I can see it if it's like, hey, do you want to guess what?
That's a question.
But that's what you're asking. It's just a shortened version of that.
No.
Yes, guess
it's
what?
Not, hey, do you want to play Monopoly? It's Monopoly.
Yeah. You wouldn't say pick up your shoes, question mark.
But you're not, you're saying guess.
That's an instruction. I'm telling you to guess. So I'm not asking you to guess. I'm telling you to guess.
But guess is a question mark. When you have guess, it's a question mark. Always.
No. You'd never guess? Question mark?
Yeah, guess. It's all you're asking a question.
You think
guess.
The word guess is a question?
It is.
It's always a question.
Yeah.
Never. He has no guess.
It's not always a question. For the $20,000 sound, some people didn't guess correctly.
Yeah.
That's not a question.
But you're still guessing.
No one has the right guess.
But you still have to guess.
But we ask, what's your guess? Question mark.
What is your guess?
I've looked it up.
Yep.
And it says that the sentence, guess what, is an imperative, a command to do something, which is in order to make a guess. So no question mark.
No question mark needed. There it is. The internet never fails us. Yeah.
It is a command, but I always do it. Like, hey, guess what? Question mark, exclamation mark.
Yeah, but really it's just supposed to be end of statement, end of sentence, period, or exclamation mark.
I'm still putting a question mark.
Guess what? We have an answer. We now know. We've all typed it at one time or another, or we've all received that text and went, I don't want to play, just tell me.
Yes, that's, right? I hate guess
pooped
what.
Pooped all over that?
Yes.
Do you engage in guess what, or do you just say, I don't know, just tell me?
Most of the time, I'll with you, because you get so mad, I try to guess what.
I hate when nobody plays guess what.
But most times, I don't. I just tell, if you just do it. Tell me. What?
Okay. Yeah.
What? Go.
You get frustrated?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it is now, it ends with a period or an exclamation mark. No more question marks when you send guess what to somebody.
Right. Technically.
What if I type guess who's coming for a visit?
That's still a command. That's still a command.
I'm telling you to guess. Yes, that's not a question mark either.
Because I feel like who might change it.
Guess where we're going on vacation, period.
That's a command.
Yeah. Guess what kind of car I just bought, period.
I don't like it.
It sounds strange, but I guess that's the way it goes.
Yes.
That's a good solution to a problem there today.
I've never had this problem.
This is good.
Thanks, Robbie. I'm
glad you're happy. I like this.
Robbie's nodding. Oh, yes.
Good for you guys.
Okay, so you're heading out here now, Robbie, to go to Superstore?
Yeah, we've got Dustin. He's on his way. He's setting up, and then we're going to be there. We're going to be at the Superstore South Common until 10.
Okay, collecting ginger ale for Grandma Rosie.
Any kind.
That is Dylan's girlfriend's Grandma Rosie, whose husband won a contest in 1965. It was free ginger ale, a year's supply of ginger ale. Yeah. She never got that ginger ale. No. So for her 90th birthday coming up in April, we are giving her what could be more than a lifetime supply of ginger ale.
That's the hope.
Your vision is what today for this?
I'm hoping, it would be a miracle to just see an entire vehicle filled with ginger ale.
Okay.
Because the idea that Robbie came up with yesterday, I think, is brilliant.
Which is?
Stack them all here in the studio and spell out, I don't know, either Rosie or Bob or something,
like they do in the displays at the grocery store?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
The problem with that is we would have to have the exact same cases.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I don't know how that's going to work.
So we'll play by ear.
Okay.
Play some Jenga.
Yeah, play Jenga. We'll see what we have today and then just go from there. Because we have time, right? Until it's April.
27th of April.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we got enough time to make this happen and to make it magical.
So if this isn't a success, we'll just keep on doing it until it is?
This will be my full-time job until...
Robbie's full-time job is gathering ginger ale.
Robbie loves these kind of things.
It's his mission. Okay.
Yep.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
If you're just waking up this morning and you haven't looked out the window yet, let's put it this way. It's a good thing the Pepper and Dylan Show didn't issue that no snow guarantee when they were tempted to last week.
Every time.
Dodge that bullet.
Oh, boy.
Or else it would have been the punishment that would have, quote, ruined our lives, the Dylan says. Or ruined my life, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Robbie's on his way down to the South Edmonton Common Superstore. That's where he will be set up this morning until 10 o'clock, taking your thoughtful and courteous gifts of cases of ginger ale to donate to Dylan's girlfriend's Grandma Rosie. We'll affectionately call her Grandma Rosie this morning. Great Grandma Rosie, who was robbed of her right of a year's supply of ginger ale back in 1965.
We need this.
Writing that wrong for her 90th birthday. Dylan is also believing that he is fully single-handedly responsible for a policy change at a luxury hotel in Jasper.
Yes. I honestly believe it. I really do, and I'm sorry.
Jasper Park Lodge.
Yeah.
Is where you like to go.
Well, I haven't for years, but right. I
where you have been.
Love Jasper Park Lodge. I think it's right. An amazing place.
I've never been there. My
stunning
fiance and her kids went there for a couple days at the beginning of spring break earlier this week. And before they left, when you found out they were, anytime you hear somebody's going to Jasper Park Lodge,
yeah, no matter who it is,
it's one of those things. We've got Dylan says, oh, right? Mm-hmm. We've got this thing here.
Oh, oh, no. His mind is about to blow. Thing to make him say, oh.
Like, a few things in life make Dylan say, oh. He gets excited and just goes, oh. Like news that as slowly came out that hot dogs will not be going up in price at Costco.
Oh, see? Yeah.
And another one is anytime he hears anybody, like just in passing, like you could be at the mall and somebody could, perfect strangers could be walking past you and you could just hear them say, yeah, we're going to Jasper Park Lodge next week.
Oh, that's awesome.
You're gonna do that, right?
Yeah.
So when you found out that my fiance and her kids were going to Jasper Park Lodge for a couple days, you gave the typical,
oh, yeah.
And then immediately parlayed that into a favor.
Yes.
Not knowing that you were responsible for policy change.
Right.
So your favor was?
So Jasper Park Lodge is one of the high-end Fairmont hotels.
Yes, it is.
And so it's an expensive hotel, but a great experience. But part of the expensive hotel is they have a certain soap brand in their showers and in their bathrooms.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Le Labo. It's out of New York.
Okay.
It's what my cologne is. And I paid
That fancy cologne? Oh, okay. All right.
So I paid whatever. It was $200 for a small bottle of cologne.
Oh, God.
I know. And I only squirt, like, you probably never smell it on me because I only squirt it at really special occasions. Right. And I have a hard time deciding what's a special
occasion. How special occasion it needs to be, right? For this expensive stuff? Okay.
So I think I've used maybe 5 squirts in a year.
Okay.
But the beauty of going to Jasper Park Lodge and the cost that came along with it.
Mm-hmm.
Is that they had these soaps. And the soaps now, they like hit me as a memory of the mountains.
Okay.
So as soon as I smell it, I'm like, I'm transformed back to the mountains.
Okay.
It's called Rose 31. They make a lot at this Le Labo.
It's a soap, it's a lotion, it's both.
They have a soap, a conditioner, and then like a body wash, and then a lotion.
Okay.
I love putting the lotion on.
Okay.
Because it has a great smell to it, and it kind of sticks on your skin for a while.
All right.
And so they have these little bottles, like, you know, the hotel bottles that they would give away.
Right.
So what I would do, because it's so expensive, because for a regular size shampoo bottle of this Rose 31,
yeah,
I think you're $60, $80.
Oh, okay.
For if you like this fructus size of shampoo.
Yeah, okay.
So what I used to do is I would grab all of them immediately upon arrival,
mm-hmm.
and I'd throw them into a bag.
Like the ones that are set up in the room when
you get
there. Okay, yeah.
And I wouldn't use them,
right?
Because those are special.
Uh-huh.
But then I would call down and say, hey, there's no soap in here.
Uh-huh.
And they would bring me up some soap.
Okay.
So I've already doubled my inventory. Boom. Like that.
Yeah.
Last time Dad and I went, we were on our at the honeymoon suite.
Uh-huh.
And so as we were staying there, the interesting thing is because all of the Jasper Park Lodge, there's like carts. Or it's not like hallways. It's like they're not connected, right?
Right.
They're like different cabins.
Yes.
So they all have these carts, and they kind of leave their carts outside the rooms as they go in and clean because you can't bring them up the stairs to these cabins.
Right.
That's when Dad and I jumped into action.
So you ransack all of these when nobody's looking.
Dad would bring his backpack. I would just go throwing as many as I could.
How many are you taking?
3 years supply. Okay. I haven't gone for 3 years, and I just ran out recently.
Okay.
And so I had so many, and I would use them. Like, that was my shampoo for years.
Right. Did you transfer them into a bigger bottle, or did you have to?
No, I just had the little ones.
You had to fiddle with a little tiny bottle. Well, no wonder it lasted you 3 years. It was shampoo. He's bald. He doesn't have hair. It hurts his feelings.
So I would even get the conditioner and just rub it on my body as a soap. But so now what happened is I ran out.
Right.
So I asked, hey, can you grab me some of those bottles? And you have two young kids.
Yep.
Get their little hands a working. Right?
Like, steal as much as you can. Now, Megan, you've worked in hotels. You've cleaned hotel rooms.
Yes.
Very common, right? For people to rob the cart when you're not looking.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Literally, I'd be inside, leave my little caddy just outside. You know, you load it up with as many lotions and soaps you need for the rooms you have that day.
Sure. Yep.
Couple extra.
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden, you hear some footsteps. You go back out to your caddy and you realize they're gone.
Now, from where you are in your job, does that bother you in any way, or is it just it comes with the territory?
It bothered me in the fact that I then had to go all the way down to the basement again and get more.
Okay, okay.
And I worked in an old hotel that had no elevator.
Okay.
And was just creaky, so big. That was the only annoying part.
But Dylan feels like he's pulling a real caper here, and you got to sneak, and if you get caught, you're going to get thrown into the Jasper jail or something. No.
Honestly, the only thing that people would get charged for is if they stole our coffee machines.
Okay.
Which that happened.
Got no interest in a coffee machine.
Okay, yes. So you encouraged that my fiance and her two children steal as many of these things as possible.
Because it's not stealing in my head. That is, that's owed to you.
Right.
You're staying there. They don't get to control how much lotion you use.
Right. She phones me
the
night before last, the night before they were leaving, and says, I don't know what to do about Dylan's request for all of this lotion. They don't have the little bottles anymore. Instead, they have a big bottle, and they come in and fill it up out of like a Costco-sized pail, and they just kind of dump some of the lotion into the big bottle.
This happened to me in San Francisco. I stayed at a Fairmont there, and they had it. It's bolted to the wall.
Uh-huh.
Like, you can't get it out. Trust me, I tried in that one.
She said, so I don't know, should I? And I said, well, just pump it in a bunch of baggies for them.
Would have been great.
And she said, nah, that's dumb.
Right.
So she bought a bottle that they sell, I guess, in the gift shop?
See, and I know that they do.
Yeah. This is what you were trying to avoid.
This is what I did not want. I can buy a bottle.
Yeah.
I don't want to pay that price.
I believe it was almost $100 for this bottle of lotion. Because not only is she paying high-end lotion prices, she's also paying, you know, hotel upsale Fairmont prices. So you've got this tiny little bottle of lotion here that cost her $100 because you asked for it.
No.
And you might be the reason that she couldn't get the little ones anymore because you were stealing so many little ones the first time around.
Yeah, I'm on the Fairmont store right now.
Yep.
$75.
Is that what it was? Okay.
I feel like as a hotel, though, you know people are going to be taking things. So why? Like, I don't understand the whole rigmarole of it. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I'm like, we just had like a bunch of little tiny bottles. You knew that people were going to take them. You knew that they would take like 12. You just accepted that.
Oh, no. $98.
Yeah, I think that's what it might have been.
$98 if you buy it from the Fairmont store, but which you would have.
Aren't those yours? You're renting the room. Don't you get the stuff that's in it?
Like, they're complimentary. That's why it's like, I don't understand.
The amount you're paying for a hotel room, you should get all those little things.
Yes, I agree. That's what I want. Now I feel horrible.
Because you've stolen so many that they quit doing that. They had a staff meeting. They said, we don't know what happened this weekend, but a guy and his dad showed up. And ever since then, we can't find any of these lotions. So from now on, we're just bolting the big bottle to the wall and you have to fill it up.
Yeah. It's on them for choosing such an expensive brand.
Right?
It's
exactly. They're asking you to steal it.
Absolutely.
This was $98.
I can't steal it anymore. So there. Isn't it funny how you're the reason the price is up, but yet you still got one for free?
Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
Apparently,
what I wanted.
What's the nice hotel by Rogers Place there? What's it called? The Marriott? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, the Marriott. Downtown.
They have full-size nice products in the room, but they charge you $40 every time you take one of them. They add them to your hotel bill if you take one of those bottles.
This seems wrong.
Yeah.
That's the one great thing.
Now, is it because you were stealing them or because of single-use plastic bins?
Oh, yeah.
There's compostable bins now. They make them all the time.
Single-use plastic would make me feel better.
Okay.
So I'm going to go with that.
You were stealing them?
Yeah. Well, oh, man.
You're the reason the price just shot through the roof for lotion at Jasper Park Lodge, if anybody's wondering. That's all because of Dylan.
And you guys have a shared account, which means thanks, buddy. You bought
this
for
me. Yeah, she put it on our credit card. Yeah, our joint credit card. So,
thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh,
I had nothing to do with this damn thing.
I didn't want this to happen.
The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
Ice Cube's coming to town. It's sold out. He's got no reason to do any sort of press, any sort of media, any sort of promotions. But Dylan's trying to make my dream come true of talking of getting an interview with one of my absolute all-time favorites.
Yeah.
And he posted yesterday. So the college basketball playoffs are going on in the States, both women's and men's. And there are a handful of women's players. Women's college basketball has become super, super popular and super interesting to watch over recent years. And there's one woman that is just an absolute phenom. And he is trying to recruit her to play into his – he's offering her a contract to play in his three-on-three professional league.
Right.
And it's – I mean, it's – there's a lot of – you know, there's a lot of kind of trailblazing that goes into that, but also a lot of hurdles that are going into that. And he's really taking a hard stance that he wants to sign her to a very lucrative contract. And that's an interesting conversation coming from Ice Cube.
Sure.
Right? So it would be a good conversation. So how's that going?
Ah,
nothing yet. Damn it, Dylan!
Everything was going well until it wasn't. And I don't know what happened.
Jennifer's here. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi.
Let's give Jennifer a round of applause here.
What do you mean,
Jennifer? You know
what?
We should yeehaw right on, Jennifer. Let's do that here because Jennifer is braving the cold weather. She's our first, so let's give her a yeehaw right on. There we go.
Yeehaw!
Jennifer was the first to donate Acacia Ginger Ale to Grandma Rosie's Ginger Ale.
Thank you so much.
Now,
I heard it last night. I figured if I could run into them this morning, I'd give her a goal. So,
from what we've heard, Jennifer, not only are you the first to donate a case of ginger ale, but even more.
Why?
Impressive.
What?
You're the only one
to
have donated a case of ginger ale so far.
Well, the road's horrible out. You can't really blame people yet.
I mean, we picked a terrible day to do this, Dylan.
Right?
It's not ideal.
Could have done it on what? Sunday? What is it? Monday or Tuesday? 18 above?
Yeah.
Tuesday, 18 degrees. What's happening around here?
I don't know.
We've got snow on the ground right now. The road conditions are terrible. 3 days from now, 18 degrees.
Typical Alberta.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, we really appreciate that.
It's my pleasure, guys.
I hope we've got room in the truck for that one case of ginger.
Come on now. It's just starting.
See you, Jennifer.
I just seen Robbie Krupnik's answer to the story. He's probably going to go check out more.
Yeah, he's going in there. He's getting a lot of money. Have a great long weekend, Jennifer.
You too, guys. Thank you very much for the call.
E-transfer him, Robbie, at kiss917.com. But that's kind of anticlimactic because he's got this vision, you see?
Yeah.
He's got this whole idea.
I know.
That he's going to be like a truckload, right? Like just a teetering truckload, bringing it back to the studio here.
Well, he did. I don't know if you heard, because Dustin's out with him this morning.
Yeah.
And they were sitting here talking, and he said, hey, if you have to drive back at 8 o'clock with the first load and then come back.
Yeah, he jinxed it.
No problem, because we'll have both cars here. Okay. So he's talking about a second load. We've got one case, Grandma Rosie.
So they'll just open the case. They'll put six in one vehicle and six in the other. Is that the idea?
No, because we want them in the case.
Hey, a year's supply. Like I said, technically, if Grandma Rosie has one a month, that's a year's supply of ginger ale right now.
The vision I had.
No, I know it isn't.
After you wanted 60 years of her waiting,
this ginger ale to be handed down through the years. Your call has been forwarded to voicemail. That might be part of the problem. Robbie, call us back. He's a hard guy to get a hold of.
He's in the store, probably.
You want this family never to want for ginger ale again, right?
Well, they shouldn't. They won a year's supply 60 years ago. We need to make good on it.
Like Grandma Rosie, Grandma Rosie's children, Grandma Rosie's grandchildren,
right?
Great-grandchildren, all of them just flush with ginger ale for the rest of their lives if this goes the way you want.
That was the plan.
Right now, they've each got a can.
That's it.
Okay.
That's all we have.
We do have two 24-packs that have been dropped off here in the studio right now.
Okay, so
that's an advantage.
We're 48 plus another, what was it, 12?
12. We're at 60 cans, yeah.
60 cans isn't bad, and I appreciate anyone that's caring enough about great-grandma Rosie.
Yeah.
Because she's the most wonderful person on the planet.
The 90th birthday is a year away. If you don't know the story.
A month away.
A month away.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, there you are. Sorry, we tried to get you there. Has it improved in any way?
The weather?
Yeah. No, the collection for the ginger ale.
Yeah, we heard you only got
one case.
We
have a window, Robbie.
One case.
That's it.
I'm in the superstore now. I'm just getting a few cases here.
Is this like a give-up thing, or are you're just buying the cases like they do for tip jars, where you put a bunch of cases in the truck in hopes that that will attract more people to bring ginger ale?
Exactly.
Gotcha.
Nice.
Okay.
Good job, Robbie.
All right.
You know?
Okay.
It's like when they make people wait in line so they think the nightclub is busy.
That's right. right? We put more ginger ale in the truck, more ginger ale will come.
Yes.
We got a text that says, I just dropped off $20. Did you get $20, Robbie?
Oh, I bet you we did if it's out there.
Okay.
What, they just put it under the windshield wiper and hope you
no,
get
we
it?
No, we have Dustin from the
Dustin's there
kids.
Collecting the money. Okay. So, Robbie, you're going up and down the aisles. A lot of people did e-transfer money yesterday. Almost a ridiculous number of people donated, a ridiculous amount
amazing.
Of money for what we're trying to do. So how much ginger ale are the donations going to get you for Grandma Rosa here, Robbie?
That's what we have to figure out because I want to try to get it wholesale so we can get even more.
Right. Right. Well, I mean, Costco, good place to go.
Yeah, for sure.
If you need to get a wholesale,
but he's not there. He's at Superstore right now.
Well, we're collecting. It's day one.
Gonna have to. Oh, day one. This is a multi-day task.
Well, we have till the end of the month
to get as much.
Or to next month, basically. Right? Isn't the plan to?
Okay. So we're not just doing it today. We're doing it until there is truly a year's supply.
Robbie, if there's one thing I know about you, it's the same thing about me. We don't give up.
We are not going to give up. This is just the beginning.
Yeah, this is the start. I mean, unfortunately, yesterday was sunshiny. Everyone was in a good mood. Today,
that's it, right?
The snow's coming, yep. And people are a little bit
pooped on
hesitant.
Our day. Exactly.
We're not going to let one day of bad weather get us down.
Can I ask a question that hasn't been asked in the past 24 hours? And once again, if you're like, what the hell are they talking about? We never know, but today we do.
Right.
And it's Dylan's girlfriend's grandmother, whom he met the other night, shared a very touching story. Like, it's a very sweet old school story in the 60s that her husband had become the millionth fan of the Eskimos, now the Elks.
Yes.
And won a car, a trip to the Grey Cup, and a year's supply of ginger ale.
Right.
Went to the Grey Cup, got the car, never got the ginger ale, just never arrived. So for 60 years now, Grandma Rosie's been like, this ginger ale, where the hell is it?
Right, and
has anybody asked the question, hey, Grandma Rosie, do you even like ginger ale?
Oh, she loves ginger ale.
Are you sure of that?
She got a ginger ale the other night.
When you guys were at the Dairy Queen?
Yeah.
She got a ginger ale.
She might have got
a Sprite. Ginger ale's an option.
She got ginger. I've been out to dinner with her where she's got ginger ale. Last night, she came over for dinner. She asked, can I get a ginger ale? I didn't have one, though.
Okay.
Oh,
I know. I should have. I really should have. Okay. But yeah. She loves a ginger ale. Oh, God, yeah.
Okay.
And all the kids, they've been waiting for 60 years.
Right.
For just ginger ale.
All right. Well, a lot of people saying the Wholesale Club or Costco Business Center, but where we are now is the South Edmonton Common Superstore in that parking lot there. You'll be able to find us. It's what, the Kiss Vehicle and the Kiss Tent, and we were preparing for just a wave of ginger ale, Dylan.
Well, there's people, gallons a lot of donations are coming this morning.
A lot of donations, I've seen that because we for the Robbie Fund. The Kiss Vehicles, it might be hard to see us in the parking lot because they're covered in snow.
Oh man!
But we're up to 16 cases.
Okay, that's pretty good. Robbie, it sounds windy as hell. Sorry that you're out there
today. Oh, my goodness. It's a windy day.
What do you mean? We're up to 16 cases have been donated or that you've just purchased at the Superstore?
I got a couple. You know, we got to make something look like we have something.
Who has actually come in, taken time out of their day to drive up and drop off a case of ginger ale?
There was one woman.
Just Jen.
She didn't want to get out. Yeah. She just rolled her window down and
just
stuck
the one.
A case out.
Okay, so Robbie's doing all of the legwork
here. This is
here.
Okay. This is all right.
It's a tough start for our ginger ale drive. We did all have bigger ambitions here, right?
It's only 7:45.
Yeah.
He's got 2 hours left.
At 8 o'clock hour, it's going to warm up a little.
Things can...
Holy moly.
Yeah.
Sorry, Robbie.
Outside. Okay. Thank you, Robbie. We'll talk to you shortly, okay?
Okay, bye.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
I can't even begin to tell you how much I am looking forward to a no Easter Easter.
It's wild to me.
I am just
your
so...
call has been forwarded to voicemail.
It's just going right to voicemail with Robbie. Have your calls been going to voicemail a lot lately? Is something up? Or are more people just ignoring people now?
No, there might be something up.
Is something up? Every time I call anybody, it goes right to voicemail. And it's not, and I know Do Not Disturb, you got to call them a second time and then it rings through. I don't. Does Robbie have it on Do Not Disturb?
I don't. Robbie doesn't know what his phone's on.
Like, I get my kids. The kids don't ever answer their phone. Like, I don't know how to communicate with my kids.
I thought you're a good communicator with your children.
No, we have good communication.
Oh, you don't know how to get
I don't
a hold
know how to
them.
Get a hold of my kids. I text them, they don't answer that. I phone them. They never pick that. What are they?
Sorry. Who's this now?
I think this is Robbie. Hey, Robbie.
Hey. Yeah,
do you have your is it on Do Not Disturb?
It is.
Your phone's on Do Not Disturb, Robbie.
I go to text him. It says Robbie has notifications silenced.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah, you might want to turn that off, Robbie, so we can get through to you.
Mm-hmm.
how do you do that?
He doesn't know how he turned it on. You don't know how to turn it off.
Sorry, I don't have anything silenced.
It says it does.
It
goes right to voicemail when we call you, and then we have to call you a second time, and that's when we get a hold of you. Yeah.
Do a swipe from the top right, okay, and then in your focus area, it's probably turned on.
My focus is not.
When you have your notifications silenced, and a lot of people are doing it now, I think it was one of the great additions that they did to one of the latest iOSs.
Yeah.
But it's a little showy.
What, that I'm more focused than you are?
It's a little look at me. Like, I have more control over my focus than you do.
I do think this every time I message my friend Dan at, like, 4 in the afternoon. Yeah. He's like, I'm focused right now.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, who do you think you are?
All right,
buddy.
You're
too good to, too good to take my call. Mm-hmm. You're focused.
Yeah.
On what? Robbie, what on earth are you focused on right,
right
now?
Robbie.
My phone, it does. When I swipe down, it says it's on focus mode. I don't know how to take it off of focus mode. I don't even know why it's on focus mode.
Isn't it the little moon symbol? It's the moon symbol, right? You turn the moon symbol off.
Robbie was probably fascinated with the moon symbol on his phone and thought, oh, my gosh.
I do like the moon, but I don't know how to turn it off. It's stuck.
Dustin can probably show you.
It's why I don't do that thing that I started doing like a year, 2 years ago.
Which is?
On the weekends. So, you know, on those times when you can text somebody and it'll sometimes you'll get a message back. Says, hey, I'm driving right now. And it's like an auto-created text. You can change that to read anything you want. It doesn't have to say, I'm driving right now. And you can turn it on to do it whenever. So I was, on the weekends, I was typing in like, hey, it's the weekend. I'm trying not to be on my phone as much. So, you know, if it's important, I'll check it later on tonight and I'll call or message you back.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt that was too, look at me.
Yeah.
Like it was too, look, I have control. None of us have control over our phones. We love to say other people are worse than we are.
Everyone.
And then those people love to get defensive and say, nuh-uh, you're worse than I am.
Uh-huh.
But we're all really, really bad. Can we just agree we're all terrible on our phones?
We're all pretty bad.
At different times?
But I think that's why Apple came out with the time management thing that says how much you're on your phone, so you can finally win that argument and say, I'm not on my phone as much as
you. That's exactly why, right? It's not to scale back how much you're on your phone.
No.
It's just so you think you have an argument when you're arguing with, like, your partner or your spouse or your friend. No, you look at it way more than I do.
Yeah, you were on for 4 hours. I was only on for 3.
Yeah.
Mine embarrasses me.
Still?
Let's take a look. Megan's is the absolute worst you've ever heard. Okay, let's journey into Megan's phone, and then we'll give you the code word for the $20,000 sound. Here we go. Time, here you go. Screen time for Megan. Since when? Is this the best 24 hours, Megan?
Do you want my daily average or for the week?
What do you feel like here, Dylan?
A little average.
Daily average.
Daily average?
Uh-huh.
Do we want to take guesses, or do you just want to hear it?
Break it down by app.
Okay. Well, for the entire week, my average screen time, I will say, is 7 hours and 18 minutes a day. Yeah. And it was down 28% from last week.
Wow, that's down 8%. Okay.
But the total screen time for the week, let's just say TikTok is my top used app.
Okay.
Then YouTube.
Yeah.
Then Instagram. Then Snapchat.
Go
and
to
then
TikTok.
Maps.
How long have you been on TikTok?
TikTok this week has been 13 hours and 49 minutes.
In 4 days?
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
YouTube's 13 hours and 30 minutes.
This is you watching videos while you're at the gym, though, right?
It's actually, I put on videos when I go to sleep.
Okay.
And then I also just watch a bunch as soon as I get home.
Right. Like, I don't count Spotify or music or if I'm streaming Kiss or anything. Like, I don't count that. That's just listening to your phone.
Sure.
Music's only 44 minutes for me.
Okay, very good.
I forgot all of that, man.
Robbie, how's the ginger ale drive going? We're an hour into the drive for Rosie's ginger ale. What are we at?
We have had a few brave souls.
Oh, thank you.
Stop by. Thank you. Sue just stopped by. Thank you. We've had a bunch of people. So thank you. It does suck out here, but if you can, if you're doing some shopping anyway, just bring us a case. We're at the end of the Superstore parking lot in South Common.
You know, for that 8 a.m. grocery shop that so many people like to do on a Thursday morning, right?
Prepping for Easter weekend.
So how many cases of ginger ale do we currently have? What are we sitting on, Robbie?
Probably close to 20-ish.
20 cases?
That's not bad.
Okay.
That's not bad. That's a great start. Thank you, Robbie.
Yeah, 20 12-packs.
Okay.
If I could do math, I would tell you that's a lot.
It's a year's supply is what we're looking for. It's got to be a lot more than that by the end of the day. Robbie's there till 10 o'clock. Thanks for braving the weather, Robbie. Thank you.
No problem. And hey, just to let you know, my phone is stuck in Do Not Disturb. We can't figure it out.
Okay.
Yeah, that's weird.
Anyway, I'll see you later, guys.
Okay. Bye, Robbie.
Yeah.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
Robbie joins us now. Good morning, Robbie.
Hi.
Robbie's a superstore. I don't know if he's settled down a little bit. Our audience certainly hasn't. We have activated, we have triggered our audience here with the news that Dylan has stumbled across, and we have plenty of eyewitness accounts that Subway is slowly eliminating mustard from their condiment offerings. Just plain yellow mustard.
They're saying declining demand across Canada for yellow mustard being the condiment used least.
Because we've gotten too fancy over time with our condiments. Is that something we can agree on?
Yeah. There are too many mixtures, too many things. The sriracha this and the and the pepper jack look, that.
Like back in the day, there were... Oh, here we go. Okay. Pepper, he's at it again. Telling us what it was like way back, All right. We all remember the golden times of going to the family picnic or the family barbecue, right?
Love it.
There were two things, maybe three, that you would pull out of that picnic basket.
Ketchup, mustard, relish, if you're lucky.
Maybe mayo. Maybe. Maybe. But again, hot day, you don't want mayo out there for too long.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, look at the door of your fridge, everybody. Look at the ridiculousness we've engaged in. Look at what we have supported and completely lost control in now, the condiment world.
As a sauce guy, Robbie, how many sauces do you have on your doors?
I've been minimizing, but I still have dozens.
Like Robbie is a sauce guy. I think he's a sucker for a sauce gimmick. Would you consider yourself a sucker for a sauce gimmick, Robbie?
A little bit. I'm not. Like some people love their heat and their hot sauces.
Yeah.
I'm more like I like mustards. I like my just an eclectic mix of like Worcestershires. You know, just
you like some of the classics, some of the obscure ones, right?
HP savory stuff, yeah.
So I've got my 19-year-old son and now my fiance's son, who's 12, both love their sauces.
Okay.
And both love their sauce gimmicks. And the one that we absolutely cannot run out of, but we can't keep in stock at the house.
Garlic mayo.
Is the Frank's Red Hot Mayo.
Okay,
mixture.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. I try and argue, as all dads are wont to do at some point. You remember when dad used to put water in the shampoo and tell you there's still plenty?
Yeah, shake it around a little.
I try and argue, hey, kids, we've got mayonnaise. We've got Frank's Red Hot. Make your own damn hot sauce.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't go over well.
They don't like that?
No. Hmm. They want the factory-produced Red Hot mayo.
Well, they have the perfect ratio.
Then we also need the garlic mayo.
Oh, I love a good
Then we need the... it's just these doors can't hold the weight of all of these sauce gimmicks.
You
back in the
need
day,
a second fridge.
The door was just ketchup, mustard, maybe relish, maybe mayo. You were good. But now we've got nine different kinds of... What's the new mustard, Robbie, that you're all over?
Oh, there's a sweet onion mustard.
Sweet onion. Come on.
That's unbelievable.
It is really good. Robbie gave me a little fingerful.
The mustards, the Dijon
mustard. So many
mustard,
kinds of mustard.
The
Here's
spicy
the thing, though.
Mustards. Take a walk down the mustard aisle, the condiment aisle.
I mean,
too much.
If you're going to be...
And Subway's the perpetrator of this, right? Every month they'd come up with this new sauce, a mixture of this sauce and that sauce. All these burger places, too. Wait, you know how I feel.
Yeah, you hate a special sauce.
I hate when burger places go like, plus, our special secret. No. No, let me... No.
Yeah.
Ketchup, mustard. Call it a day.
Here's what I'm saying, though, is although you might be saying that there's too many sauces and people don't like it.
Yeah.
Subway saying that the yellow mustard is their least used because they need to make room for all the new sauces.
This is what I'm saying. That we've offered so many options that the good old mustard, the mustard we've grown up, the fabric of our childhood,
it
of
really
picnics,
was.
Of camping, of hot dog cookouts, of barbecues, the mustard, the mainstay, has been rubbed out by all of these little laboratory inventions
it's
and
not
concoctions.
Fair.
It's not right. Without mustard, where would these sauces be? Nowhere.
No, they did. They were trailblazers.
Mustard paved the way.
Yeah.
Ketchup and mustard paved
That's
the
true.
Way. And now this is how we treat. This is like your Grandma Rosie loving ginger ale.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Instead of getting her ginger ale, you know what we should do? And just put her down.
No.
That's
God,
we should
no.
put Grandma Rosie down. That's what they're doing to mustard. Make way
Not
for
fair.
A better grandma.
No.
That's
she's
what
the
we're
best.
Doing. Yep.
I just,
we can't get away from it. We've got so many people that are like, what do you mean they're getting rid of mustard, right? We have a handful of people that are like, oh, yellow mustard, gross. Okay, sure, that's fine. But you do recognize that it is popular enough and liked enough that it has been around for 100 years, right?
Well, yeah.
Or longer.
And now Subway's saying, nah, no more. What are they doing and who do they think they are?
One of my favorite sandwiches to roll in and get is the cold cut combo.
Of course.
Ham, salami, bologna, all things that need mustard to be good.
Yeah, I know.
Gosh, What a day.
See, this is another one. Mustard walked so that the other sauces could run. 100%. Mustard was the way, clearing the course for all these other fancy, you know, I mean, these flash-in-the-pan sriracha mayos and these things. They don't have the shelf life that mustard does, literally.
Yeah.
They don't.
No.
Mustard, I think, can stay forever.
It's pretty good.
It's prepared.
This says mustard is so 1990.
Oh. Wow. Here we go.
Wow.
How dare you?
That text message says, I was wondering why it said mustard was sold out when I ordered online.
It's all gone. No more mustard. It's mustard is going the way of the, I don't know.
No, it's not. Big mistake, Subway.
Okay. Yeah. Robbie's threatening Subway.
Robbie's all upset. Right.
So why is Robbie on the phone and not in studio? Why is he outdoors in the one day that's awful over the past couple days and the future couple days?
Thanks, Robbie.
He's trying to get some ginger ale for Grandma Rosie. Grandma Rosie is Dylan's girlfriend's grandmother who, just to get you all caught up in case you missed it, years and years and years ago, it was what, 1965,
yeah.
Dylan?
Yeah, yeah, 1965.
Mm-hmm.
Her husband, Bob, was the 2 millionth Eskimo fan for the Edmonton Eskimos. It was the Eskimos back then. Don't get mad at me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he ended up winning a car, a 1965 Impala.
Mm-hmm.
He got a trip to Toronto to take in the Grey Cup, and he got a year's supply of ginger ale.
Right.
Which they had four kids at the time, not a lot of money.
Right.
And the kids were ecstatic. Because
unlimited ginger ale,
they never got pop back in the day. Yeah. And back
pop was
in
a luxury.
You didn't get pop very often.
Yep.
And so they would go and tell all their friends about how they were going to have a year's supply of ginger ale. It never came. She wrote a letter. It never came.
Mm-hmm.
And she told me the story the other night at dinner, and I thought, well, we have to get her this.
She's got a 90th birthday party coming up in less than a month, right?
Heck yeah.
So you want to give her the ginger ale that never came.
Yes.
That's what brings us to
why
Robbie
the city's about.
Is in the parking lot of the South Edmonton Common Superstore with the KISS 917 vehicle and a truck, and he's loading up as much ginger ale as possible so that we can give this to Grandma Rosie on her 90th birthday and right a wrong, a 60-year-old wrong. So, Robbie, you know, everybody had the best intentions yesterday when it was nice out, but we've run into some weather problems that have made this more difficult.
Yesterday,
right?
Hundreds of people said that they would
be dropping off a case.
Yes.
Robbie, what do we have right now with an hour and 10 minutes left?
Well, I'll tell you, it hasn't been the busiest day, the busiest shift on location for me. But
okay.
we it's okay. We've still been getting drop offs. So
okay.
Thank you, everybody who took the time.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to be upset about that at all. I did get word that YEG Exotic has a load of ginger ale they're bringing this way.
Got a text message. Roughly 700 cans
of
Verner's ginger ale.
Verner's ginger ale.
Oh, that just sounds like a ginger ale from the 60s, doesn't it?
Also, how do you say that?
Tahiti treat.
They got that for Robbie to give him summer vibes because he's standing out in the cold.
Very nice of them, yeah.
And people who come by, I guess maybe you can get
700.
Yeah, yeah. If you get here before 10, and you want some, it will trade you some ginger ale for some Tahiti treat.
YEG Exotic.
So 700 cans, that's almost 60 cases.
Holy.
Oh, this will do nicely.
Oh, thank you.
This will up our load. Plus, you've been receiving a lot of e-transfers to the Robbie Fund to buy Grandma Rosie ginger ale.
Actually, an unreal amount. Yeah.
Come on. It's ginger ale for Grandma Rosie. Times are tough. Have you seen gas prices the past day and a half?
Oh, yeah.
Think clearly about it before you send too much money to Robbie to give Grandma Rosie some ginger ale. So we could be at my God, you just showed a picture of all the ginger ale that's coming Robbie's way.
Cases.
Wow. Okay. So this is looking good. Thank you to YEG Exotics. Okay, Robbie, you're there until 10 o'clock taking ginger ale.
Here till 10, yeah. It's not getting better outside.
All right, good. And then you're going to wrap it up with a shopping spree at the superstore. You're going to go somewhere where you can get some ginger ale at wholesale and see how much we're going to give Grandma Rosie for her 90th birthday.
I think we'll hold off because I did buy some here. It's a little expensive at superstore.
I found you cheaper prices, so don't hold on.
Yeah.
Let's use the apps. Let's find out the cheapest price.
Of course.
We're going wholesale.
Yep.
We're going to use people's money wisely, and we're going to make Grandma's Rosie's dreams come true.
Oh, thanks, Robbie.
No problem, guys. We'll chat soon.
Amazing.
See you later, Robbie.
Amazing, amazing.
Yeah. Bye.
Text message says, I'm mowing down my mustard and bologna sandwich right now. You better enjoy it. Yeah. Enjoy it while you can, because mustard, it sounds like it's on its way out. What a weird thing to get rid of at Subway. And I would say it's to make space.
If you told me, honestly, if you told me a month ago that they were going to get rid of mustard at a sandwich shop,
yeah,
true or false, $1 million lies in the balance.
You wouldn't believe it for a second.
I would have said, there's not a chance.
It's happening before our very eyes.
Are you ready to get down?
CHBN-FM.
Edmonton.
Is KISS 91.7.
KISS.
Here are the top three things you need to know.
Gotta let them know.
With Pepper and Dylan.
For the Colin Bruce Mortgage Team. 436-2511. Or online at colinbruce.ca. Two L's in Colin.
I mean, you can bring Robbie on for story number one because he's just as hurt as I am.
We have 30 minutes left. Less than 30 minutes to go. Hi, Robbie.
Hi.
I mean, we had the great... Look, sometimes things surprise us, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Pepper and Dylan sidewalk sale, the first annual last spring, surprised us with how busy it got.
So many people.
It was dangerous in the way that we conducted traffic on Gateway. But it was overwhelming in how busy it was.
Yeah.
The Pepper and Dylan Goodbye Summer Hello Fall Carnival. You know, a 6 a.m. carnival in the middle of nowhere was more popular than we expected. So we got to... The Sloppy Joe stand-up pop-up restaurant.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Sold out before... Yeah, we sold out of Sloppy Joe material. That surprised us.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So then we started to get a little big for our britches. And we thought, who isn't going to want to give a 90-year-old woman ginger ale?
Such a sweet story.
We bit off more than we could chew.
Oh, no.
The weather probably didn't help. But all Dylan wants is to give his girlfriend's grandmother a lifetime and year supply when you're 90 of ginger ale that she never got when her husband won a contest 60 years ago.
She talked about it the other night, saying yep. that he got a brand new car. He got to go to the, not the Super Bowl, the Grey Cup in Toronto.
Yep.
And they were supposed to get a year supply of
ginger ale.
Ginger ale. Which the kids, right? They had four kids. They were so pumped about this, and it never came.
Never came. So you thought for her 90th birthday, which is coming in a few weeks, you would surprise her with that long-lost year supply of
ginger ale. Told the story. Hundreds of people yesterday.
How can it not? People came for Sloppy Joe's.
Right? They were like, how can we help? This is such a sweet story. And she is, honestly, the sweetest woman ever.
People came to a Friday morning carnival at 7 a.m. Who wouldn't want to bring a case of ginger ale to a guy freezing his butt off in a parking lot?
I know.
Turns out not a lot of people.
That's fair.
And it might be the timing. It might be people have left for the long weekend. The traffic is really kind of quiet today, spring break, et cetera, et cetera. Maybe we picked a bad time to do it. I mean, obviously, it's a storm outside.
Yeah, sorry, Robbie. I really appreciate you being out
Robbie,
there.
Robbie, well, give us a ginger ale update here. Is Grandma Rosie going to be happy with this? I don't know.
So lots of people have stopped by with a case or two.
Okay. Oh, right? Lots of people.
So we had about 40 cases of ginger ale, which it's a good start for a crappy day like today.
Mm-hmm.
But then the crew from YEG Exotic,
mm-hmm.
where you can get all those pops you can't get anywhere else, mm-hmm. you know, all those chips you can't get anywhere else,
yep.
brought a crew.
A crew?
A crew of people, because they've just loaded up our KISS vehicles with just bins and bins of Werner's ginger ale.
How much ginger ale?
Hundreds and hundreds of cans. Hundreds.
So are you saying we've got a year's supply of ginger ale for Grandma Rosie?
We almost do.
Dylan!
YET Exotic.
Woo!
Not to mention you have, because the weather sucks and people don't want to drive out in it or go out of their way to see it, you have gotten, which is ridiculous but very much appreciated, several e-transfers over the past 24 hours from people saying, can you buy a case for us? We can't make it down.
Definitely.
Okay,
definitely.
So
and I did fill up the cart once, and I thought, you know, we'll wait and see what happens for the rest of the day.
Uh-huh.
I mean, these bins, we can't lift the bins. They're
How
so
many
heavy.
Bins? Like those, like, There's totes that you'd store things in, like that? The kind of the black ones with the yellow lids?
Yeah,
those
like
are the good ones, Dylan.
Totes.
Yeah,
the
good
ones from the Home Depot?
Yeah,
and they're
really
so full.
Do they want their totes back?
They do, but we'll need them for a little bit.
Damn it.
It takes two people to lift the totes. They're so heavy, so full of pop.
So would you say that there is a year's supply of ginger ale for Grandma Rosie?
Oh, I think without a doubt for Grandma Rosie, if she wanted to have a couple ginger ales a day for a year,
she'd be well taken care of.
We do have that.
Okay.
Someone pointing out our math might be off. 40 cases is over 400 days of one can a day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know ginger ale.
Sometimes
you can't get it
good.
Enough. And old people get sick a lot. Yeah. I need your ginger ale when you're not feeling well.
You're 90 years old, yeah.
Would there be enough ginger ale for the second generation for a year?
Well, then that's the thing, because it's the kids,
four
right?
Kids.
Four kids.
I maybe not quite yet.
Okay, because we want generational ginger ale, right? We want a year's supply. Like, we want that 60-year-old ginger ale debt to be paid with interest.
Well, okay, well, here's the thing. So YEG Exotic brought the Verners.
It's nice of them.
You can't get that here. It's an older generation. We had a man, Eugene, showed up, and he was raving about Verners.
Eugene sounds like somebody who knows their ginger ale.
Oh, yeah.
He knows.
Oh, yeah.
So Grandma Rosie would probably love the Verners.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have at least some Schweppes and some Canada Dry for the next generation.
Okay.
Perfect. And this is before we've even taken donations to go to wholesale yet, right?
Yeah.
Things are looking up in the ginger ale world.
Okay. We've turned it around. Thank you,
Thank
Robbie.
Thank you.
Oh, no problem at all. Thank you to everybody who made their way down here. It is junky. Nothing that Alberta Alberta isn't used to, but still.
Yeah. We're tough as nails, Dylan.
Travis apparently dropped off two cases of blackberry ginger ale, which, there's a nice flavor.
Uh-huh, that's
Travis brought the blackberry and a zero sugar one.
Although I can see Grandma Rosie going, what is this blackberry ginger ale? This isn't ginger ale.
No, she's sweet. She loves it.
Okay, so another 20 minutes or so to see Robbie. Yes, Robbie.
We may need your help when we get back to the studio. Because
there's the problem,
heavy.
Is Dylan's whole plan to... see, this is how Dylan gets away with everything. He's got a very important beard trim appointment at 10:15 this morning.
It's at 10:15.
So you
it's
and
the only
I
time
are going to be
guts could get me in.
Carrying all this ginger ale for Dylan's great-grandma.
That's okay.
And he'll be nowhere to be found.
I appreciate you guys.
What a guy.
Guys, I'm sorry. I booked it before I even knew
thank
ginger
you,
ale
Robbie.
Story.
See you later, Robbie.
No, thank you, everybody. Okay, see you later.
We'll judge by how much ginger ale we got, if it's going to be gift enough or if we need to do more of it for you, Dylan.
Jeez.
Thank you, everybody.
That's amazing.
And you can e-transfer Robbie for the Robbie Fund, whether it's for ginger ale or just a really good cause. That's what we use the Robbie Fund for. Send him an e-transfer, Robbie, R-O-B-B-I-E, at kiss917.com.
Here's the story of the morning that's shocking everybody. Subway is getting rid of mustard.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you heard that correctly. Subway, the restaurant, apparently is going mustardless. They say that they're phasing it out to make space for new ingredients and menu innovation. They say they are working hard to discontinue the bulk item yellow mustard at Subway locations. I don't understand. As a result, we've decided to remove the product because of slow-moving yellow mustard in our restaurants.
It's wild, and we received a message here. This text message says, I've been to two Subways, different Subways, in the last month. One had no mustard at all, and one gave me mustard packages to put it on my sub myself.
This is how we're doing. What, you're putting it on your sub yourself, and then they're charging you? Would you like to leave a tip?
It's a great marketing opportunity for the lowly and sad Mr. Subs.
Listen,
Mr. Sub can go all in on we still have mustard here.
I'm,
Mr. Sub, opportunity is knocking to get yourself back in the game.
I'm telling you right now, next time I'm in Subway and I get to the till and they ask for a tip, I'll say, bring back mustard.
Yeah.
That's my tip. That's what the tip is here today.
I am shocked that they're getting rid of mustard.
Yellow mustard gone at Subway. Yeah. I mean, people are texting saying that it is true. I still don't believe it. I haven't seen it with my own eyes.
Well, you go to Subway a lot. I will say, here's my hot take. Mr. Sub is better than Subway.
Really?
Yeah.
See, and I don't go
they
to
They look
Mr.
a little
Sub.
Dodgy, a Mr. Sub, because they've been around for so long, but a Mr. Sub's a good place.
Yeah.
Mr. Sub. Mr. Sub and Harvey's.
Okay.
Right?
Two places I don't go.
Places you don't think about that you should go more often.
All right.
I mean, they're not like at the A&W level, right? The granddaddy of them all. But if you're looking for something that you're like, hey, what have we ever tried that we laugh at when we drive past it? A Mr. Sub's a good answer for that.
Okay. Yeah. They have mustard there.
Yeah, they got it.
Oilers this weekend starting tonight.
Yeah. He's who you go to when you want to know about the sports.
Oh, checking their way through another win.
He'll tell you what happened on the rink, on the field, and on the court.
Shoot, pass, score.
Coach Dillon, he's a home run.
You got it.
Coach Dillon, he won't be outdone.
Yeah.
Coach Dillon, he's number one.
Sports!
Okay, so the Oilers are in action tonight. They take on the Los Angeles Kings, which is a big game for everybody.
Handful of you have been thinking the same thing that others have. I don't know where Grandma Rosie's going to store all this ginger ale in the old folks' home. I have no idea.
We're going to make her a little fort.
ginger ale for?
You could just see her on her little recliner knitting, watching Dr. Phil just surrounded by cases of ginger ale.
That's a beautiful image. Listen, there's a lot of people that live at the home. I bet you she gives them to all the neighbors.
Oh, yeah.
She's going to be
your go-to ginger ale source. Yep.
At crib night, she's going to be the one handing out ginger ale.
Yep.
She'll be popular. Game time, 7 o'clock tonight, Rogers Place for that Kings game. And then Saturday, sorry, it's a 2 o'clock game. So it's an early one this weekend because of the long weekend. 2 o'clock against the Ducks. Make sure you watch out for that. Also, Major League Baseball starts today.
Yep. Do or die for the Blue Jays.
No, how many games do they honestly play?
162.
Oh, boy.
But if they don't get off to a good start, Dylan,
that's a lot of games. It starts today. If you're a fan, those are the three things you need to know.
Thank you, Dylan.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
Hi, Robbie.
Hi.
How much help are you going to need?
Were you planning to go to the gym today?
No. You know what, Robbie? Funny enough, You know what, Dylan? Can't go to the gym today. Robbie needs my help.
There you go.
I did. Yeah, Loads, thanks again to YEG Exotic.
Well, and even a greater thanks to YEG Exotic. So hang on, as Robbie collects the final round here of ginger ale for Grandma Rosie, let's go.
Where'd all the good dudes go? We'd like to know. So the search is on. The best dude in the world.
Remember, it was Richard who started this entire ginger ale, drive.
What a good dude.
By Richard yesterday being our good dude of the day and saying, you know what, I'll give Grandma Rosie two cases of ginger ale. Mm-hmm. And it created this monster of a ginger ale drive. Our good dude today, though, is YEG Exotic. Thank you to them. They are the place you go for, treats that you just can't get anywhere.
Yeah, specialty treats, right? For sure.
And they decided to bring a bunch of Werner's ginger ale.
Yes.
You know, a special corner of the market Werner's ginger ale has carved out for themselves.
Apparently people from Ontario love it. If you're from Windsor, you will know all about it.
Over 700 cans of ginger ale to help give to Grandma Rosie in her year supply of ginger ale.
And they also brought a bunch of Tahitian treat, which you don't see everywhere.
Tahiti treat.
Wow, this is a Tahitian treat.
Oh, it's gone through a brand change.
Okay.
I remember it as Tahiti treat back in the day. Okay.
And you can get it at YEG Exotic.
That is the sweetest drink you've ever tasted. You will take one sip of Tahiti treat, you'll get dizzy.
You gotta dilute it.
How much sugar is in it? But they messaged this, and this is, good enough of them to give all that. Like, that's a lot of ginger ale to donate to Grandma Rosie.
Oh, it's amazing.
Then they messaged, hey, it's YEG Exotic. We also have some Tahiti treat, like you said, for Robbie, for standing out. And they said, but you guys can keep the Home Depot tubs.
Oh, Pepper's Day.
What? We can keep those are worth everything that we have done. Everything Robbie has braved today with the weather being kind of crappy.
Those are the good ones.
Oh, those are the high quality ones. Stackable, slidable, pullable. They're the best. When you get a free, how often have you gone to Goodwill, Dylan, to make
a
donation?
Another one. What's your name? Devin. Thank you.
Another case?
One more case. Another case. Get the Tahiti treat.
Right? You know, you go to Goodwill, you've got your big bin of donation stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, I want that bin pack.
No, I dump and leave.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
You don't take your bin to them.
They're just dropping off all these bins?
Yeah.
Oh, what am I going to do?
So many bins are so full.
Dylan, sounds like another decluttering weekend.
Uh-oh.
He's back at it. So thank you to everybody. Robbie will bring all this back. We'll give it to Grandma Rosie on her 90th birthday in April.
Thank you.
We'll see how much we have. We may need more, though.
Okay.
Dylan will decide, but he's got to get out of here to get his beard trimmed. Yeah.
It's looking pretty bad.
He's going to the beard trimmer of the stars.
You got it.
So who's it? Skinner? Does Skinner's beard?
Yeah. Hectic Cuts. He does Skinner's mustache. And he's doing this.
Okay. So let's do the rights and wrongs. Let's head into the weekend. Here we go.
You ready? The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Happy Friday.
Thursday.
It's Friday.
Thursday.
We get to stay up late tonight.
That's true.
Have a good day. We'll see you Monday from 5:30 till 10.
Wow.
Now have a good day. 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 Now have a good day.
Now have a good day.
Now have a good day. Now have a good day. Now have a good day. Now have a good day.
Crap. crappy as today is, it's made it to feel a little bit better simply because the long weekend starts tomorrow. Yeah. And we'll be at plus 8 by Sunday, plus 18, believe it or not, by Tuesday. And so we'll head into the long weekend, 4 days of discussions and arguments that have to end with somebody being right. Robbie, you have the rights and wrongs where you are?
Yes, I have them.
Okay, here we go. Rights and wrongs for this week. What do we have, Robbie?
Okay, starting it off, are you particular about your pens?
Mm-hmm.
Are you obsessed with pens?
Dylan's like, I barely use a pen. I type everything. But I've discovered a pen here at work. It's a life changer. Look at how smooth that is.
You're using the same one all weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good for you.
Where has this been hiding all my life?
We tore Pepper apart a bit, but people on text came to your defense. People love pens.
You find a good pen, you want to hang on to that.
It's so weird.
You want to make a note of it. You want to buy a bunch of them for backups.
Yeah, I guess.
All right.
Yeah, so Pepper, you got a point.
Yeah.
Do you sleep on the couch and let your dog sleep on your bed?
This was a thing.
A shocking thing.
This was a thing. Megan says she does it.
Her dad, she has a picture of her dad on the couch.
Because the dog's in the bed.
Yeah.
When you see a cute little schmooper laying in bed, you don't want to disturb it. You just let it sleep.
You get a big Newfoundlander. You can't sleep in the same bed. You got to let that... Let that good boy have the bet.
Doesn't make sense to me.
Robbie?
So, Megan, yes, people do that. Megan got the point.
There you go, Megan.
Does there need to be a full aisle at the grocery store dedicated to tomato items?
Yes!
Having them all over the store. Put them all in one aisle.
You got your Italian sauces over here. You got your pizza sauces here. You got your salsa over here. Just put it all in one area. Let me get my tomatoes done with one row.
Yep, people agreed.
Yes.
It's mayhem with the tomatoes in grocery stores.
Yep.
So, Pepper, you and I, we split that point.
Yeah, nice.
Good stuff, guys.
does Dylan know several people who have won $1 million?
He does. He said that.
No, that's not something I said.
You said you know several people who have won $1 million in the lottery. You know one person who has and somebody else who might have won a lot of money.
I had Jason on the phone yesterday. I didn't even ask him.
You didn't even ask.
I forgot.
You don't know several people. You know one person who has.
I think his dad won $1 million.
Robbie?
700,000?
Nobody believes
it. Dylan, I'm sorry.
No.
You don't get the point.
No, you know.
Pepper gets the point.
But we did find out whether you win $5, $20, or $1 million when you scan your lotto ticket, it makes the same sound.
Which is a letdown.
No, that's smart.
So you don't get...
Yeah, if there was a sound and I was behind you in line and said, $1 million, and you were all happy, I would follow you and get
safety,
that ticket.
It's a safety precaution.
That's why you always put your name on the ticket. Make sure you write your name on the ticket when you buy it.
All right, what else, Robbie?
Fair. Have you ever called it a hand of bananas?
Nobody has.
I'm shocked that nobody does call them a hand of bananas. You call them a bunch of bananas. It's not.
We call it a bunch.
It's a hand of bananas, and each banana is a finger. I thought everybody knew that.
A hand of bananas is a thing, but people don't use it
nobody
commonly.
Nobody says it. Nope.
So Dylan gets the point.
Thank
for
you.
Shame on all
one.
Of you.
Do you mix and match your bananas when
this,
you buy them?
You have conveniently avoided me scolding you
I'm
for
ready to
three
go whenever
days
you are.
Now.
Just not today.
What kind of animals just walk into the banana section and pull a banana from each hand to say, yeah, I want one green one, I want one ripe one, I want one darker one.
Yep.
You take the hand of bananas that's been offered.
No.
Play the hand you're dealt.
Eat the hand that feeds you.
What happened?
well, that's people good. Do that. It's acceptable.
I can't believe you guys do that. You're creating...
It's a better way, and I'll tell you why next week.
Okay. We'll get to it eventually.
So Dylan gets a point, and I'm going to give myself a full point just because I'm with you, Dylan.
All right.
Help yourself.
Do you believe in something called the Tangle Warlock?
The Tangle Warlock. The Tangle Warlock gets you every once in a while. You go and grab like a necklace or a bracelet. Or like I did with my headphone cord the other day, and it was in a tangle. I didn't leave it in a tangle.
Yeah. Oh,
there
man.
Was a visit from the Tangle Warlock overnight. Right? You go to put on your favorite piece of, like, your favorite necklace, and you're like, oh, why is it all naughty? When I took it off, I hung it nicely.
This was ridiculous.
That's a
Robbie.
Visit from the Tangle Warlock. It's a thing.
It's so silly.
Robbie?
There was some people who said yes.
There's like one person.
Tangle Warlock. It's a mischievous little bugger.
So we have to give Pepper a point.
Yes! That seems ridiculous.
How else do you explain all the tangles and knots in your life?
Many other ways. Mm.
Yeah. And then finally, from today, when it comes to soda pop, Is cream soda the worst?
Yes. Why wouldn't it be?
It's the best looking.
The pink is nice. The pink is nice.
Yep.
And it's vanilla-ish, right? That's what the basis of cream soda.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
I like a little bit of vanilla, but people did say yes if they had to choose.
Too
that
sweet.
Would be last on the list.
You got it, Dylan. Woo! You get the point. Woo! Who wins? That's a close one today.
Something about 2024.
No!
It's Pepper's year.
Yes!
He does it again.
Yeah. Did my research this year.
Okay, go see Robbie for a few more minutes as he collects ginger ale for
Robbie.
Grandma Rosie in her 90th birthday. She won
ten
ginger
more
ale
minutes.
60
then we got,
years ago. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, 10 more minutes for Tahitian treat, too.
Okay, yes. Thank you, Robbie.
Okay, bye.
Okay, see you later. Enjoy your Easter long weekend. If you're driving and you're leaving town today to go visit, I don't know, family or
friends,
other
Jesus
people.
Jesus or whatever you do on Easter, drive carefully. But it'll taper off later on this afternoon. But then we'll have really nice weather starting on Saturday and in through next week. Plus three Saturday up to plus 18 by Tuesday. Any final thoughts, Dylan?
Yeah, have yourself a wonderful weekend and eat a whole ham.
Okay, see you later.
The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.